When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you learn super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn the truth about farts and pink eye. About studies showing the 7-year itch might just be a thing, and about an ancient dance floor you could play like a drum.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity.
I have got some great news for every kid whose big brother secretly dealt it on their pillow. According to new research, you cannot get pink eye from farts.
Okay, well, I guess that's a breath of fresh air.
I know, right? What a relief.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so first of all, someone actually researched this, and second of all, I don't know if I actually believe you. I mean, farts are just kind of like poopy vapors, right? And if I'm not mistaken, you actually can get pink eye from poop.
All right, to answer your first question, yes, someone did the research, but the findings aren't actually all that explosive. Let's talk about pink eye, otherwise known as conjunctivitis. As anyone who has had it knows, I mean, it really blows.
Okay, yeah, it is the worst. I've never had it personally, but I've seen this where someone will wake up and their eyes are all crusted over. You have to wash that crud off with a washcloth. And then once you get the eyes open, they're all red and itchy and painful and like gooey.
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture. There are three basic types of pink eye: bacterial, viral, and allergic. Bacterial, as you could probably guess, is caused by a bacteria that has to be cleared up with antibiotic eye drops. And it's also the one that any victim of pillow farting is most concerned with. It's pretty widely known, as we've already discussed, that the bacteria can live in poo.
I know it spreads through daycares like wildfire, right?
It sure can. Little kids might not be the best at washing their hands, and those little hands touch a lot of things, like eyes.
And poop.
Yeah.
Okay, so enough of all of this. If bacteria can live in poop, can't it be carried away on a mighty wind?
Well, that is where the research comes in. It turns out that farts are methane.
Yeah, that's fairly common knowledge.
So while some bacteria can survive in methane, the bacteria that causes conjunctivitis isn't one of them. And once the bacteria leaves the body and manages to escape the poop, it probably won't live long enough to infect anyone. In other words, pink eye is not an airborne pathogen.
Okay, that should make me feel happy, but it also kind of grosses me out, because that means that to get pink eye,
you kind of got to get poop in your eye, or something else that's carrying the bacteria.
Uh-huh, okay, so the next time I'm around somebody with just crusty red eyes who's just eaten a big bowl of beans.
The next time? Has this happened before?
I don't know. Just go with it.
You should worry about keeping your hands clean and avoid touching your eyes. But when it comes to crop dusting, have no fear.
So you're saying he who smelt it didn't actually dealt it?
Well, at least when it comes to pink eye, he who did the rhyme did not necessarily do the crime.
These are terrible. But I do feel like a huge burden has been lifted.
I feel a little deflated, if we're being honest.
Stop. We've all heard of the 7-year itch, right?
Sure. Isn't it the idea that married couples kind of start looking at other options after being married for 7 years?
That is right. It was actually made popular by a 1955 movie starring Marilyn Monroe. You know that famous image of her in the white dress standing over a subway grate?
Oh, it's that movie?
That's the one.
I haven't seen it.
In the movie, yeah, I haven't either, actually. But in the movie, a character named Richard Sherman sends his wife and son to Maine to escape a New York City heat wave, only to discover that a new young woman has moved into the apartment above his.
I take it that young woman was Marilyn Monroe.
Yep. And you can kind of see where that's going. Well, it turns out the 7-year itch isn't just the stuff of movies and pop culture. Studies have found that it's actually real.
No way. So people want to have affairs just after 7 years?
It's a little more complicated than that, but not by much. And a couple of studies actually tried to figure this out. The first one was published in the Journal of Sex Research and surveyed 313 adults from Israel who had been married for at least 1 year. They were all asked about how likely they were to cheat on their spouse, and the results were straight out of a movie.
So how did they parse this out?
They divided the participants into three different groups: those who'd been married for less than 5 years, a group that had been married for 6 to 10 years, and then a long-term group who had been married for 11 or more years. So the least surprising finding was that the longer a couple was married, the more likely they were to consider cheating.
Okay, but where does the 7-year itch come in?
That's where it gets interesting. Men and women had different results, as you might expect. For women, the odds of cheating were greatest in year 7, but after that, the odds dropped. In fact, women who had been married for 20 or 30 years almost never reported thinking about having affairs.
7-year itch. Okay. But what about men?
According to the study, men's likelihood of cheating just keeps on going up. The longer they're married, the more likely they are to cheat. Bless their hearts.
That's not a very good look, is it?
No, it's really not. So another study mostly confirmed these findings, but with a twist. It was published in the Journal of Marriage and Family and found that both men and women hit a cheating peak in year 7, with the odds of cheating declining after that.
Wow. So the 7-year itch is actually a real thing.
Yep. But for men, that decline doesn't last. Around year 18, there's another sudden urge to sow some wild oats, and men who have been married 30 years or more have the absolute highest odds of dabbling in extracurriculars.
So for men, it's a 7 and 18 and beyond year itch.
And we wonder why men get a bad rap. Another interesting data point that reinforces this idea is that, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the average length of marriage before divorce is 8 years.
What the heck is going on with this? Like, why 7 years? What?
They don't know. It could be that the honeymoon period is kind of worn off, or it could be something more internal in humans. They note that we also tend to get a new car every 7 years, so maybe there's just something to that cycle. It's also worth noting that these studies happened before there was much data on same-sex marriages, so these results only reflect heterosexual couples. Plus, these studies rely on self-reporting.
Right. Maybe women are just as bad as men, they just don't report it?
Yeah, nice try. It just means that more research is needed to confirm these findings. But these studies are a reminder to consider having a bit of a check-in around year 6.
And remember, the grass is always greener where you water it.
Yeah, I couldn't put it better myself.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Archaeologist Kevin Lane from the University of Buenos Aires and his team were doing excavations at a high-altitude site called Viejo San Gallego in Peru. And around 700 years ago, this site was home to a group of herders and farmers called the Chorcorvos, who lived in this area even before the Inca dominated. So as they were studying the area, they noticed that a platform they'd uncovered made a kind of beat when they walked across it.
Okay, so what kind of beat?
They said it sounded hollow. But the bigger point is that it made a noise when anyone walked across it. And this was a bit of a mystery.
Scientists love a good mystery, don't they?
You know it. So they did some digging, literally. And they found that the platform was constructed with different layers of silty clay, sand, ash, and even a layer of guano.
Wait, like bat poop?
Well, in this case, more like llama and alpaca poop. But regardless of the building material, Lane realized this was no ordinary dance floor. This was probably an ancient boombox.
Oh, okay. So like a huge drum, but instead of drumsticks, you pounded on it with your feet?
Exactly. They found that one or two people could make sounds as loud as a noisy restaurant. But the thing is, this stomp drum could fit up to 25 people. So imagine the ancient Chorokovos making the mountains around them just shake with the sounds of their thunder drumming.
So are they sure that that's what this thing is? Could it have been just, you know, like a really loud floor?
Well, first of all, the construction was purposeful, which means they actually intended to build this platform in this way. But the more interesting bit of data is that it's known that the Chorokovos believed there were thunder, lightning, earthquake, and water deities.
So it's possible they were actually trying to speak to their gods.
Absolutely possible. Platforms like these could have been ceremonial. And other artifacts at the site, like pottery with lightning and snake motifs, provide clues that these ceremonies were linked to those deities of thunder, lightning, and water. Lane even suspects this place influenced later ecstatic Andean dancing that was done in resistance to Spanish conquest of the region.
Okay. So is this the only one? Are there other floor drums like this?
They're looking. It's rumored that there's another site nearby with a similar platform that makes a similar hollow noise when you walk across it, but Lane and his team haven't yet visited to confirm. But their finding at Viejo San Gallego could help archaeologists change their approach to research. They dig, they look, they touch, and now they'll listen.
Hear, hear.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. Farting on pillows won't actually give you pink eye, according to a doctor's study finding farts lack bacteria. But watch out for rogue poop particles on hands rubbing eyes, which can cause an epidemic of red, itchy eyes.
Research shows that the 7-year itch is real. Around year 7, both men and women start getting tempted to cheat, which may explain why divorces also peak at that time. So maybe recommit to date nights before you start eyeing that hot barista too hard.
Archaeological excavations in the Andes Mountains uncovered an ancient ceremonial platform that could amplify sound when danced upon, suggesting it was used by the Chorokovos people 700 years ago to emulate thunder during rituals honoring their thunder deity. This discovery provides insights into how pre-Inca cultures may have incorporated sound, dance, and architecture to enhance spiritual practices and strengthen cultural identity against imperialism.
Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.